Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Get ready for takeoff
with guest host Susie Schuster.
The best voice.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Doncic rips another one and immediately turns to the Mavericks bench.
I'm glad this game is over. You know, it was a lot of emotions.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Earlier on the show,
three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth.
Coming up,
sports radio legend Chris Mad Dog Russo. NFL Network host Colleen Wolf. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Hey, everybody. Susie Schuster back in the chair for Rich Eisen as he makes his way to Indy for the Combine, which starts tomorrow on NFL Network. It is, for so many football nerds, the happiest day of the year. All those guys out there, Daniel Jeremiah and Rich will be sitting there, TJ, all day for 5 days. It's going to be great. And just because he doesn't quite trust me in the chair, here's Rich Eisen zooming in from an airport with or without a Starbucks, Rich. I need to know.
I already had one, Susie. Oh, boy, that's too close. What's going on? How you doing? I trust you.
Do you?
I trust you. Yeah, I totally trust you.
All right, just checking.
Totally trust you. Yeah, I landed. I'm here in O'Hare Airport.
Okay.
Gate H2 for those scoring at home.
Thank you.
You know, I'm waiting for the plane. I board in 45 minutes, which means, as you know, 45 minutes from now, I'm ready to kneecap the elderly and members of the military to board first. Man. You know me.
You guys, has to be, as you know, so first in line to get on.
Why is that weird? It's not weird. It's not weird at all. Why is that weird?
Says the nuts don't get any warmer than they do when you're in 1A. You know what I mean?
Pal, this is an air-linked flight. There's no warm nuts. I've got the only warm nuts on the plane.
Wow.
See, that's for you,
wow.
TJ.
Whoa. So
that's
this is
for you.
How we start
that's for
the
you.
Second hour. The first hour, Rich, all these Infinity the Sports hour. People who are like, what is she doing there in the chair?
What?
The first hour, they made a dirty comment about the tush push.
Oh, Rich.
We
no.
did. No, absolutely not.
That we did not.
No, we did not.
I may or may not have said that I've been doing some research on the tush push, and these dirty birds just got a little too excited.
Rich, good job, bro.
Delete your browser history. That's all we said.
Wow. Wow.
Doing tush push.
I'm just saying.
Incognito.
How about these nuts? Anyway, so.
Hey, Seuss.
Yeah.
Number four.
Oh, God.
Number four coming?
Yeah. No, what are you, insane?
All right, TJ, back
what
off.
What are you, crazy?
What is happening?
Back off.
This is
back
a fail. This is the Roku Sports Channel, TJ.
Damn straight. Just what's the matter with you, people?
I'm here to talk sports, and all these jamokes want to talk about is like, you know, stuff. I'm here
How's
to talk about
so
Abdul
far?
Carter. I'm great. Mark Schlereth was fantastic in the first hour. We have Mad Dog Russo coming up next. I call him Christopher. I don't go Mad Dog. I don't go nicknames. I don't call nicknames. I call first names.
Okay.
But whatever. What do you, should we humble brag about your night last night? Yeah. I kind of mentioned that you were underneath the basket for the LeBron dunk.
I'm having a tough time staying in frame here. What is going on?
Shows.
Do you guys keep moving me? I mean, what is happening here?
We're not doing that. Just sit. Just don't move. Just don't move.
I'm just trying to stay in frame.
We're going to get you a selfie stick for your next trip.
That's why I flew today, because I went to the Lakers and Mavs last night.
Fun, right?
It was great. I noticed Luka. Did you see Luka was doing push-ups before the game?
Yeah.
With Nico Harrison on the floor. The GM of the Mavs, Luka, got down and gave the Lakers 10 in warm-ups. I noticed that. And then he just was clearly locked in. I mean, he was staring at the bench throughout the first quarter, and that was when they were on the defensive end. And right there, that shot right there was basically him all night long. And it was interesting that J.J. Redick didn't really play Luka and LeBron together for much of the game, except for the tip. And then for the last 8 minutes of the fourth quarter, they weren't on the floor at the same time very much last night. But you could see it meant a lot, obviously, to Luka, who I guess after the game said that he was glad that he was through all that. A couple of times when Luka went to the free throw line, there was some chance from the crypto faithful of thank you, Luka. There were some, I've heard some of those when Luka was shooting free throws. And Anthony Davis, it was, I don't know if that was, if that aired on the Turner broadcast or not, but they had a really nice thank you AD video. And you could see he was very appreciative of that last night too. The only other time he was on the floor is when I think Jared Vanderbilt started going at it with Kyrie, and then there was a timeout on the floor, and Anthony Davis stepped up there and told him to get back to the bench. That was a fun moment too last night. But other than that, it was pretty neat towards the end of the game with the Mavs and Kyrie and Clay playing out of their heads. But in the end, it was definitely Luka's night. For sure. Yeah,
but it's funny you mentioned Clay, because obviously his dad is there calling the games for the Lakers. And Clay Cooper said to me at one point, you know, Mom, Clay's at the end of his career and he doesn't have the hops anymore. And then suddenly he went off and started hitting buckets. And it was really fun to watch. But it was very much two different games. Like, the first half differed so drastically from the second half. And what I actually got a kick out of at the end was that jump ball, which looked like 11-year-old girls playing basketball, like a total scrum at the end with that jump ball. And then basically it was a jump ball, and then LeBron got the ball and it's like, okay, this game's over. And he basically shut the game down and was off the court before the game even ended.
Oh, that one I didn't notice because I was already in my car.
Wow.
You know, that's the whole LA thing to do.
Oh my goodness.
No, I didn't leave early. I was just joking. I didn't notice that about LeBron, but it's just weird still seeing Luka in a Laker jersey. I know we were talking about that with Jeannie Buss yesterday's show. I still can't believe it. It's just weird. It's just wild seeing him and LeBron, you know, with their uniform numbers that add up to 100. You know, in the Laker uniform, I still don't get it. I still don't understand it. I still can't comprehend it. How he is on this team, and you know, I'm out there, you know, watching this game, and I'm wondering how much appreciably better is this team than the Mavericks team that Luka took to the finals last year. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's. It's definitely not worse. You know, I mean, last year's team, as we know, ran out of steam against your and Brockman's Celtics. And, you know, whoever comes out of the West may suffer the same fate this year. But I'm sitting there watching, and, the number of times Kyrie just went right around Luka and went to the hoop, I lost track. And that is obviously going to be the question is who is going to play rim protect if the perimeter defense breaks down as it did last night. And but that said, Luka and Kyrie went to the finals last year. Why can't Luka and LeBron and Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura and the rest of this team do that? They damn well could, obviously, since they just broke the 9-game winning streak of the Nuggets over the weekend and won their first game in Denver in 3 years. There's no reason why they can't win the West. I'm just sitting there as I'm just remarking, can't believe Luka is on this team and how he took a Mavericks team or was part of a Mavericks team last year that won the Western Conference Finals, that this Lakers team, I think, clearly can.
Yep, and still the Mavs out so many players. They were so shorthanded last night. And you think, as tight as the game was, and the Lakers were up by 16, I think, in the first half, and then they pulled within one or two at the half and then went ahead to win. But you have to think with Anthony Davis coming back, with so many other players coming back, Kyrie had 35 last night. He played lights out. You have to wonder whether or not. Yeah, I mean, and then you look at this guy with so much talent. Has he finally settled down? And is he becoming the player that he should be with all of his talent? Because his ball handling skills are so spectacular, left, right, all over the place. I don't know. I mean, it'll be fascinating to see whether or not Luka was enough to bring this home for the Lakers. I don't know.
See you transitioning. Are you transitioning? I could see you transitioning to another subject. Well, I know when you transition to another subject. I could tell that.
Well, if you really want me to, what I'll do is I'll put on my glasses and then I'll do the Brian Gumbel.
Oh, that's part of the transitioning. There you go. What's next?
Moving on.
What's next?
Moving on.
Yeah.
That's to the combine that takes center stage in the National Football League. And a Penn State defensive end who thinks he should be number one. Roll sound.
It is very important for me. You know, that's one of the goals I made before the season. Something I always talked about is what I work for. And I feel like I'm getting close to that. Just got to keep working, keep putting the effort in, and I'm going to accomplish my dream.
How realistic do you feel like it is to go number one this year?
I feel like it's very realistic. And I feel like I'm the best player in the country, and the best player should be selected number one.
I hear you, Abdul Carter. I hear you. What do you make of that?
I love it. I love it. Again, it just comes down to how the Titans evaluate Will Levis and the quarterbacks available in the draft. That's it. That's what it comes down to. Because if they're not completely sold on these quarterbacks in the draft and feel Will Levis is the guy that they can go into year two with, then they can 100% just take Abdul Carter, rip the knob off, and hope he turns into the next Myles Garrett. Or Micah Parsons.
I was going to say Micah Parsons.
Putting up his number 11. Mm-hmm. The uniform number of Micah from the same institution of higher learning. You know, so that's the question. And he clearly is all that. He jumped off the screen every single time Penn State played. You knew exactly where he was. And if you didn't, you just had to wait 2 seconds after the snap when you noticed where he was, which was usually in the lap of the quarterback or right in the backfield of the opponent. So, you know, listen, it's really comes down to who is the best quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. Is he in the draft? Is he already on their sideline? Or can they go ahead in the next 2 weeks and make this decision obvious by snagging somebody from free agency? And that's all part of the piece of the puzzle that we'll be talking about over, the first day of our combine coverage, which is the front seven. And, obviously Abdul Carter is not going to be out there working out, but the question is, do the Titans feel they have their quarterback right now? And if they don't, do they go get him the second week of March? And if they don't, what do they do atop this draft? And that has nothing to do with Abdul Carter's abilities. He clearly is the best pass rusher available in this year's draft. He may not be the best defensive player. You know, that could be Travis Hunter, who I assume we'll be hearing from tomorrow when the defensive backs have their say at the podium. But it doesn't surprise me to hear Abdul Carter say that, and it's not him being boastful. He is worthy of the number one overall pick, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the Titans have said that they know that he can play both ways. And so the question will be, if you're taking the best player out there, how do you pass over Hunter? I mean, I think that's my question.
Yeah, no, we have no idea. It's interesting. I think, Chris, you said before the end of the show yesterday, did Andrew Berry come out and say that he thought that Travis Hunter was a wide receiver first? Yeah, is he the one who said that?
Yeah, Andrew Berry said they're viewing him as a wide receiver first, which is the first person we've heard to say that.
To do that. Yeah. Right. And, I find that fascinating that he would say something like that. And it's believable. And the more I think about it is, how do you not take somebody who is as unique as him? That said, somebody like him who takes half of the field away defensively and lights up a scoreboard offensively, is that better than going ahead and taking your future quarterback? Is that better, if you're Tennessee, than the best pass rusher in the draft? Completely different from last year's draft, when we knew the first three players were going to be quarterbacks, and wondering if it was maybe the first four players who are going to be quarterbacks as well. It's a totally different year, completely different, where free agency plays a massive role in how the draft plays out in late April. That's 2 weeks away. So good thing we got a combine to keep us occupied, you know.
Yeah, speaking of the Browns, Rich, our buddy Andrew Siciliano, Browns radio voice, tweeted out a few minutes ago that the Browns have met with both Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward this morning.
So. It makes sense. Yeah, it makes total sense. I mean, they're going to meet with all of them, but the key thing with them is what's happening with Myles Garrett, and what happens when Miles gets impatient with the we don't have any plans, we don't intend right now, all the conditional phrasing you hear from Andrew Berry when it comes to their plans to trade or not trade them. What happens when Myles Garrett gets antsy? Does he make more of an interview round? Does he become a little bit more vocal? All I know is, in the short term, last night Myles Garrett was at the Lakers Mavericks game in Los Angeles. He was in fact there. I did not see him, but I know he was there. And although he was up in a suite, he wasn't down on last night's Celebrity Row was a little light. I'll be honest with you.
I'm surprised.
I know. I thought it would be pretty heavy. I saw Jack's kids. I saw Cuban. Nobody else. Just the usual suspects, you know.
Yeah, I saw Lou Adler in his seats.
Lou Adler was there. The usual suspects. The guy you call if you get in an accident was there.
Jacob and Ronnie.
You know, he was there from Los Angeles. Kareem was there.
Oh, yep. I did
see him. I'm kind of burying the lead. The top two scorers in the history of the NBA were in the building last night. Who else can I tell you about? Oh, yeah. Luca wasn't the only one dropping dimes. Kurt Rambis's kid had a dime right next to him. What else?
I like your style.
So Luca had a triple double. LeBron had a double double, and Kurt's kid had just said a double.
Rich, Kevin Stefanski just spoke.
Is this on?
Yeah, I know you're name dropping, but Kevin Stefanski just spoke about Myles Garrett. Let's just listen to the sound.
Oh, okay.
I think the world of Miles. You know, I understand the business of football, and I understand these things happen from time to time. But I expect Miles on our team this year, next year, the year after that, and so on. He's part of the present. He's a part of the future.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
Do you have Jay Felly? Can you give me what were they really thinking? Can you give me that?
Wow.
I always love doing that when it comes to a coach. Don't mean
what
to.
What were they really thinking?
Go. Very good. Look at you right on it. Okay, here's what he's really thinking. Kevin Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. This is what he was really thinking. You really think I want Myles Garrett traded? Do you also think I have any control over the situation? Of course I have no control over the situation. This is just me using this microphone and using you folks in the media to let Miles know I love him. I don't want him going anywhere. And this is me telling Andrew Berry, I don't want him going anywhere. Fix this thing. Can you fix this thing, Andrew? Can you fix this thing with my guy, our guy? Of course not. I don't want him going anywhere, but unfortunately I can't control any of this stuff. Did I really want Deshaun Watson's Achilles to bust? And did I want him to be a bust almost pretty much before all that? Of course I didn't. I'm a two-time coach of the year. I know what I'm doing here. I need a pass rush. I need to win, and I want to win, but I have no control over it. So next question. That's what it was.
But there's nothing worse than an unhappy player, Rich, and you know that.
I know that. But what are they going to do? They listen, the guy's 29 years old. He's at the top of his game. He knows he's got 3 or 4 years maybe at the top of his game left, potentially. He probably knows his body better than anyone else. He also went to the Pro Bowl and he was hanging out with everybody who's just coming off of great playoff seasons. He also got a taste of it last year. He saw what was going on with Joe Flacco 2 years ago, and even that went bust. And he knows that this coming year, Deshaun is out. Who's going to be coming in? And who's going to be drafted? And are they rebuilding again? And whatever answers he got at the end of the season certainly weren't enough for him. So the Browns are in a complete rock and a hard place, and that is exactly what's informing what's going to be done at the number two overall selection.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this year's draft, last year's draft was rookie quarterbacks. We knew a ton were going to be taken. The only question was how many to start the draft. And then we knew Marvin Harrison Jr. was available with Malik Nabers. You knew there were top flight wide receivers. And quarterback faces of franchises, future faces of franchises galore. This year, you're wondering if the top quarterbacks would even crack the top 10 from last year's draft. The top wide receivers are not in the neighborhood of Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr. And free agency plays a massive role in what somebody's going to do first overall, second overall, potentially third overall, if the Giants jump in and decide that they're going to go with a free agent. And then which free agent is going to sign and then wind up being this year's Kirk Cousins, finding out on draft night that a rookie's coming anyway. I think that's the setup for the combine coverage and the draft with yards.
All right, Rich, they're boarding your flight. You got to go.
No, they're not actually. But I got to be honest with you. I got to be honest with you. Suze, this is going to be killed. This person's asleep. this dude's got an eye on this guy.
I got to be honest with you, honey. I'm going to dump you for Chris Russo right now because he's up next, and I got to get to commercial. So love you and leave you. Safe flight, honey.
See you, buddy.
Love you, too.
All right, bro.
Wow.
It's rough, but someone's got to steer this ship. I mean, I got Chris Russo waiting for me. I got to be on time for him.
In the NFL, there's no margin for error. As we just saw, one mistake can change the outcome of a game and a season, and the biggest game at that. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. And that's why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because they provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Imagine what it can do for you. I know, my Sleep Number setting is 60, my wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but guess what? It makes the world of difference. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, save 40% on the new Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Can you just clean that up, please, sir? Thank you. We all take supplements, or at least we know we should. But why are so many supplement companies charging ridiculous prices for products that really aren't that special? It's frustrating. And frankly, for all of us, it's unacceptable. That's why I want to introduce you to LiveGood, a brand that's turning the supplement industry on its head because LiveGood believes that everyone deserves access to high-quality supplements without the insane markups. They offer premium products formulated by their industry-leading team of natural health experts, and they cut out the middleman to sell them at some of the lowest prices anywhere. That's why I love when a box of LiveGood comes to my house. They sent me organic super greens, multivitamins, collagen, weight loss products, protein powder, and more. Skincare products, too. All highest quality products at prices people can actually afford. No wonder they're one of the fastest growing supplement brands on the planet, with over 1.5 million customers and counting. Ready to make the switch and start saving? Oh, make it even easier for you. Use our link and save an additional 10% off your first order on top of the already lowest prices. Just go to livegood.com/rich to save 10% on your first order. That's livegood.com/rich. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your health without overspending. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This is a little early. I don't do lunch martinis.
But so you're pouring a martini now into the martini shaker.
I poured just a little in. It looked like there may have been
some ice in it.
But you won't complain. Don't send the drink back.
We just need to. The olives are already in the glasses.
Don't bruise it. Don't bruise it. Some people at home, what about stirring? There's a great bar called the Edmund over on Melrose. They like to stir. I like that. I like to shake a little bit.
So, are you more like Bond, shake and not stirred, or you're?
I prefer actually bruising the vodka, make it ice cold.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
These are vermouth washed glasses. We have put a little vermouth in there earlier.
Okay.
And then
pouring it out.
Why don't you take that one? This is my friend Rich Eisen. Are we toasting? I just want to toast you. Seeing you again, you want to toast the ESPN, correct?
We are toasting to ESPN's 40th anniversary.
Oh.
There's a big event going on this weekend. My invitation is probably where yours is right now.
Yeah.
So we just figured, why not just do it ourselves?
What a nice thought.
You know what I mean? I haven't seen you in a very long time.
My arm's getting sore.
I know. Here it goes. I like to toast. I haven't seen you in a long time, Craig, and I've been cultivating this caper to try and get you come on this show. And
you're the only guy. What if I only do your show? I'd love to just do that because I like you're smooth and natural. Did I compliment you? I like Rich.
There you go.
I like Rich.
Okay.
Let me just see what this is because the water, the ice was sitting there.
Cheers to you.
Nice to see you.
Cheers to you. Nice to
finally meet you.
cheers.
It's watered down. Don't say anything. It's watered down. But let's pretend it's not. This is what I say at a bar or a restaurant, the big four up in San Francisco and Knob Hill. I take a sip. Mm-hmm. I go like this. I go, this is the greatest moment of my life.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I am Susie Schuster sitting in for Rich Eisen here on the Roku Sports Channel. The joke about the martini with Craig Kilborn is Rich doesn't drink martinis. I think he probably took a sip of that and spit it out. Like, anathema.
No doubt.
Hates a martini. He always says to me, like, why would you want to drink that? It tastes like straight alcohol. And I'm like, it absolutely does. But I was going to say I like mine dirty, but then you guys are in such moods today, I was afraid that you might get a little cray.
Listen.
Don't put that on me.
Olive juice, blue cheese olive, delicious. You a martini drinker?
Absolutely not.
You don't drink much at all.
I don't really.
TJ, do you? Are you a cocktail guy?
I'm not.
Hmm.
Just some mimosa Fridays. That's about it.
Are we going to do Margarita Thursday, though?
I don't know.
I actually would enjoy that. Our lime tree is in fuego, as Dan would say, so I can bring in fresh limes. We can make this happen tomorrow because Rich is going to be on the air. He doesn't know what we're doing.
It's true.
And Roku Sports Channel is stuck with me, so I think there's no reason not to do it. I mean, I just think, why not?
I mean, I'm not a margarita drinker, but I'll take some limes.
That is
off
the saddest
hand.
Thing I've ever heard.
I will make you one. Have a margarita tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't drink like that, but I will take limes, like I said.
Okay, I think in honor of Marshall Faulk's
birthday. We're definitely having margaritas tomorrow.
We should 100%
do
margaritas.
Are you bringing a blender? Do we have a blender in the back, or can you bring one?
Oh, that's so lame. That's like a very girly drink. I like a straight margarita.
Not blended.
Oh, interesting. That's like for vacation.
Yeah, this ain't
if we were
vacation.
With Marshall on vacation, thanks for the invite, then we'd have a blended, which is a Mai Tai drinker.
Marshall's shooting four under right now somewhere.
By the way, he's had four margaritas somewhere is what he's doing. I think we should definitely have a Margarita Thursday. If I make you a really good one, and I don't add sugar. I don't put any of that sweet stuff in. But I do squeeze. This is it's a Kara Henderson Sneed move.
Oh.
It's an entire lime.
Yeah. And it's very strong. Taking out the sugar and the sweet stuff, all you did was really made me not want to have one. I like sugar and sweet stuff.
Okay, so I will bring the agave syrup that I have.
We need to really teach you yes and. You know what I mean? You're a big comedy guy. Yes and. We need to yes and some of these segments, man. You're bringing us down.
How am I bringing? Because I'm sitting here telling you I don't want to drink. I'm bringing you down?
Yeah, just say yes. Just say yes. And you just do the LA thing where we're doing it for show. Okay, and then wait a minute. Afterward,
I'm sorry,
wasn't
I the first one who brought up drinking mimosas?
Yeah, but then you said you didn't want to drink.
He drinks mimosas, Chris. He drinks mimosas.
Pay attention.
Say yes.
No.
Keep it moving.
I'm not going to say yes.
I'll drink both.
By the way, Felly, are you here the next 2 days?
I'm not here tomorrow, but I'm here Friday.
Okay.
Well, most of Fridays, Jay.
Because God forbid Del Tufo's here for more than a day in a row. And I'm saying that, and you know I always protect him. But
yeah, but you need to stop doing that.
But Felly's my guy on Women's Sports Now on the Roku Sports Channel. I'm just saying he's going to be sitting in there dealing with this. It's going to be a lot.
Del Tufo has a new ally in O'Shea, so I don't know if you want to be aligned with that anymore.
Oh, really?
They're like an axis of evil.
O'Shea and Del Tufo?
Yeah. You don't want them as teammates.
I find that upsetting.
Not when it comes to LA sports. No.
All right, fine.
Not good for us.
We are efforting Chris Russo, in case you're wondering why we're tap dancing over here.
We're trying to get his audio worked out.
Little audio issues. I wanted to ask him about the facial hair issue with the Yankees. Because, you know, after all these years, George Steinbrenner refused to have even a speck of hair on a face. And now apparently the Yankees are saying, face what you want to, you know, be who you want to be.
Well-groomed, right?
Well-groomed?
Well-groomed.
George Steinbrenner somewhere he is furious looking up or down, depending on who you are. Can you imagine? There were so many guys. I remember there were so many guys who did not want to go play for the Yankees because they were not going to lose their beards.
I understand.
So I will have to ask Christopher about that.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
How much would it take? In free agent, you know, Jason Giambi was kind of the biggest one, right? He had that bad boy image look on Oakland, and then signs with them for, you know, hundreds of million dollars. Like, and he finally got rid of it, but I don't know.
Oh, I got Giambi stories for days. Christopher, I got to ask you, how do you feel about this new facial hair situation with the Yankees?
Well, whatever is going to make them a little better, Devin Williams, and good to have be on again, guys. Good Devin Williams, of course, says he would not have signed if they didn't fix that, make that change. I don't have a major problem with it. Obviously, that's a George thing from a long time ago. It's a lot to do about nothing. Join the times. Hal lost Soto. We can't lose any more players based on a freaking mustache or a colored hair. So from that standpoint, probably the right move for the Yankees to do. Join the 21st century.
No kidding. Let me ask you this, Christopher, and thanks again for joining us, because, you know, I love having you on whenever I'm in the chair. We got a Yankees fan here. We got a Red Sox fan here and a Mets fan here. Who's going to have the best year of all?
Well, I mean, the best year, you know, talk about regular season or if you're going along. The problem the Mets have is that they are in a league where the Dodgers are playing. And so the NL is so much harder than the American League with the Dodgers, the Phillies, the Braves, San Diego, Arizona's pretty good. While in the American League, there's not nearly as many good teams. Houston's not going to be as good. Seattle didn't add anybody. AL Central's bad. So the Yankees, from a standpoint of a path to the World Series, they have the easiest path. But who wants to root for the Yankees? So I will say the Red Sox, they get Bregman. He's going to help their offense. They got Crochet. He's a big left-handed starter. He give their starting rotation, you know, he anchored that rotation. Maybe Buehler has returned to form. Giolito will come back. I mean, I think the Red Sox, you know, Story will stay healthy. I think they would be the funnest team to follow, the team with the least amount of expectations in a shaky league. So from all that, when you consider, now they're not going to win a World Series, and the Mets could, Yankees could, but from a standpoint of having a fun season, I think the Red Sox would be the team I'd root for.
Oh, Chris, he already says you're not going to win a World Series. How do you feel over there?
No, we have a better chance than the other two, easily. come on, Chris. We had the sneakiest best offseason in Major League Baseball. Got the top left-handed pitcher via trade. We bring in the clubhouse guy, a known winner like Alex Bregman. And we have the three of the top 10 young prospects that could be called up at any time. Figure out the Devers mess at third base. Shouldn't be an issue, but maybe work out. Get his feelings, let his feelings not be hurt anymore. And then let's move on. A lot of offense in that and in Boston this year. And we know those guys perform in the playoffs. Judge can't play in the postseason.
Yeah, that's fair. He hasn't, but he's not been great, and they're going to miss Soto in those kind of games. But the American League is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. I mean, the American League Central never beats the Yankees. Houston is a shell of what they used to be. They lost Tucker. They lost Bregman. So that's not going to be the same team. Nobody thinks the Angels, Seattle, Oakland, Sacramento. So, I mean, I don't know where you're going for another good team. Tampa's playing 47 of their first 69 games at Steinbrenner Field. The Orioles did absolutely nothing and lost Corbin Burns and their right fielder. There's just not a lot of teams in the American League. So that, as you said, that will help the Red Sox. Their rotation with Crochet. Bregman will help their offense. We'll see how this whole thing with Devers works out at third base, because they seem like they got a very good young prospect at second. So the ideal thing would put Devers as a DH, Bregman at third, and then the young kid at second base. I don't know if they want to do that to Devers, sort of put him as a DH this soon in his career. But the Red Sox have a chance to be pretty good. Now, I don't know if they're going to win a World Series, but they got a chance to be pretty good. No question.
They're already printing a Dodgers World Series championship banner out here. Christopher, NFLPA team report card. Jets, the only team to get an F in ownership. Your thoughts on that?
There probably should be a couple of others, an F in ownership. Is Jerry Jones done anything that significant? I mean, geez. I love Arthur Blank, but, you know, he didn't hire Belichick, brought Raheem Morris in there. That's not the answer. I don't know. I mean, I think there's probably more than one, but Woody Johnson has been the owner of this team off and on. The Johnson family did go the 4 years as the ambassador to Great Britain. But for the most part, they got the longest playoff drought. This is a bad team. They don't have – I think they got a good coach, but who knows about the GM? Probably not a great team. They don't have a quarterback. He's run a lot of people off. His decision to fire Saleh after five games was not the right one, as it turned out. Yeah, I have no problem with that. He's got to be considered the worst owner in football. I'd have to think of there's probably a couple of more. I hate to put Atlanta in that spot, but, you know, they haven't done anything in a long time. The Saints ownership situation isn't great. You'd have to consider that. I mean, they spent all that money on Carr. Dennis Allen, they haven't, you know, let's be honest, Jerry Jones. Now, they've been competitive and they've had some good years, but, you know, that team is, you know, their coaching situation is always spotty. Brian Schottenheimer, really? They had some chances to make a run at Belichick. They didn't get him. I'd be a little worried about the Cowboys, too. They're not as desperate as the Jets are, but the Cowboys aren't great.
No, but at least they're being selectively aggressive. I mean, what the hell does that even mean?
That's a good point. Who the hell knows? I mean, last year, you know, they let, again, everybody screamed and yelled about Derrick Henry. I like what Parsons said in his podcast. Even if they had Derrick Henry, they probably still wouldn't have won, and he's right. But they got some problems. That's not a good team. They're not a great defensive team. They got some good defensive players, but they're not a great defensive team. Even in the postseason, they're not great. And, you know, Prescott's pretty good. He's not great. They only got the one receiver. They don't really have a running back. Zach Martin quits. They got problems, Dallas, and I don't like the coach. So if you put all of that together, Dallas is a mess too. You know, the Giants' coaching situation isn't great right now either. I mean, I know they've won four Super Bowls, so you can't put John Mara in the Woody Johnson phrase, but, I mean, he hired Pat Shurmur. He hired Joe Judge. Dable's had two bad years after the opening good one. He's had some GMs. The Giants, no quarterback. The Giants aren't exactly thriving, so I put the Giants, Susie, in that category. Not as bad as Woody, but I put him in that category, too.
Yeah, and you got to wonder what they're going to think they're going to do at the draft, too. Because, I mean, they need so much help in so many places. It would make sense to try to get Abdul Carter no matter what. Because they need to fill. They have so many holes to plug.
Well, they got to get a quarterback. I mean, it sounds like they want to take the Penn State kid. Maybe they will take him with that third pick. But they have to get a quarterback. There's not a quarterback there. on campus that they can rely on. I don't think they're getting, I don't know if they love Sanders and or Cam Ward. Stafford's $50 million, plus you got to make a trade with the Rams to get him. They're not bringing Rodgers in. Donald's not coming back to New York. I guess they could try Kirk Cousins, but, you know, I don't know if they really are in love with that either. A mess with the Giants at the game's most important position. You're 100%. And the Jets, too. Both of them. You're 100% right.
I'm watching the clock for you, so let me ask you quickly before we lose you. Tush push, pro or against?
Oh, I'm against it. And I think the competition committee is against it, too, but I want to make sure before they bring it to the owners, they have the 24 votes. It's a non-athletic play. It's a rugby play. It's not an execution play. You can't tell me in the Ford dealership in Canton, Ohio in 1920, they envisioned this kind of play where you push people behind the line of scrimmage to get a first down. I don't like it at all. It's nothing against the Eagles. They've perfected it. But Washington made a joke of it in the championship game, jumping off sides all those times, trying to time it, time the hit right. I don't like the play. I really don't. I like to see him get rid of it. I know Goodell, I've heard, doesn't like it either. We'll have to wait and see. They got to get the votes. You got to get 24 votes. And obviously, Philadelphia is going to vote for it. So, you know, you got to get out of the 31 votes, you got to get 24 owners to go along with it. We shall see. But I hate the play, Susie. I hate the play.
Last question. In all of sports, what would you ban? Like, it could be a play in anything. I don't care if it's hockey. I don't care if it's baseball. You're now the commissioner of all sports, Christopher Russo. What do you ban?
In each individual sport or overall?
And just one. You give me one. Every sport, you get to pick one. So
fantasy.
Like one thing.
Fantasy. I hate the fantasy angle. Players rooting for people rooting for players instead of rooting for teams. The fans who bet money getting annoyed that their running back they selected that week didn't get his 46 yards rushing, and he got 43, and so he texts him after the game. Well, he puts on his Instagram, he kills the player. I think the fantasy, and that's not where I grew up from as far as following sports. It's always about the team instead of the player. I hate the fantasy. And I'd also, in every sport, I'd shorten a regular season. I think it's the second thing I would consider. The NBA regular season is unbelievably way too long. So is the NHL. Football, they're going to add more games. I like to take them less. 16 is perfect. We don't need 18. We're going to have that down the road. And baseball's got 162 games. I think we can live with 154. So I think and the seasons just never end. So I think the length of each regular season is too long, and I don't like the fantasy. Those two things, Suze.
I just wish you had an opinion. I just wish you'd come on here and say something.
I always have an opinion.
God.
Always have an opinion.
Chris, thank you as always for your time. Love that you always say yes when I ask you to come on. I appreciate it greatly.
You got it. Keep it up. Appreciate you guys having me.
Have a great day. I kind of like what he had to say. I don't get fantasy. I don't play it. I don't understand it. Last night, Xander was setting his fantasy for basketball. This kid is not a basketball guy, but he's doing it anyway because he wants to beat his brother. I don't think it's great. I'd rather root for a team, not for like money or numbers or what have you.
You were in the minority.
Yeah, I know. You're losing this room.
We should just move on.
Also, Mad Dog's a gambler. What does he mean?
He doesn't get it.
He gets it. So but I do understand, like, you're taking away your love of a city, your love of a team, because now you're, like, looking at a bunch of other people are not even watching the game. They're just looking at numbers now.
Who's love? Kids today, you have three of them that you won't rank. They root for players, not teams. That's just the way it goes.
Why would I be stupid enough to sit here on national television, international YouTube, Infinity Sports, and rank my kids? I'm not, I mean, do
you gotta
I
give the
look
other two
that
some motivation to get
Absolutely.
Up to the top spot?
Okay.
Maybe clean your room. Maybe do some dishes
every night
or something.
Every night, Cooper says, I know you love her the most, Mom. Every night. You let her get away with it, Mom.
Well, that's the youngest.
It's called a girl. It's a girl. I like to have my girl with me. I have three kids. I refuse to rank. I never will. I will rank you guys.
But you just told us he was number one.
No, Cooper says I do.
You just said it. It's because she's a girl.
No, I didn't say I ranked her number one, did I?
You didn't have to.
Your data is like gold to hackers. They're selling your passwords, bank details, and private messages. McAfee helps stop them. Secure VPN keeps your online activity private. AI-powered text scam detector spots phishing attempts instantly. And with award-winning antivirus, you get top-tier hacker protection. Plus, you'll get up to $2 million in identity theft coverage, all for just $39.99 for your first year. Visit McAfee.com. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
I can say to my new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra, hey, find a keto-friendly restaurant nearby and text it to Beth and Steve. And it does, without me lifting a finger, so I can get in more squats anywhere I can. One, two, three.
Will that be cash or credit?
Credit. Four.
Galaxy S25 Ultra, the AI companion that does the heavy lifting so you can do you. Get yours at Samsung.com. Compatible with select apps requires Google Gemini account. Results may vary based on input. Check responses for accuracy.
I believe you are a fantasy football player. Is that a true story, Jody Foster?
I am. I did not play last year because of the present administration. Mm-hmm. Was, you know, I had to be on the top of that. And you can't get all those alerts all at once. It was just too much for me.
Too many badges on your phone.
Yes,
too many alerts
exactly.
On your phone.
I had to choose. But, I don't know. I think this year I'm going to choose fantasy for sure.
Well, I mean, it's an escape though, right? I mean, when you
I
say...
I would not call it a mistake, an escape. I would call it a hyper-focused art form.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Fantasy football is a hyper-focused
art form. If you're going to do it, you want to win.
Okay. Have you been so fortunate to win a fantasy league?
I can't say.
Who are you in a fantasy league with?
A bunch of 16-year-olds. Yeah. You know, who else?
Like a random league?
Yeah. And I have to say, I do enjoy... None of them will trash talk with me because, you know, you can do that thing where you sort of type in, like, you're going down or...
Right.
And nobody will do that. They're just very polite.
16-year-olds being polite in a fantasy. So what's your team name? What was your fantasy team name?
I can't tell you.
Why
I'd
not?
Have to kill you if I told you. And plus, I don't even remember.
Okay, because I would love to know. I mean, because that's most of the fun that we thought. That
is it? That's most of the fun?
It kind of is.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but you finished in second.
I did come in second.
Do you recall who was on your team?
Well, I got seriously burned by Todd Gurley. It was his first, you know, season with the Rams. He disappointed me.
Yes.
Pretty severely. That was a bad year to be holding Todd Gurley the entire time.
Do you have a real football team that you love?
Yes.
Okay.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
How'd that come about, Jody?
Somebody gave me a cheese head and it was all over.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all it took.
Who was it? Was it De Niro? De Niro give you a cheese head? Who gave you the cheese head?
No, I have a friend of mine who has like an in with them. So it was not just a cheese head, but it was a cheese head everything. So
okay.
There was like a cheese mug and there was a cheese ring and there was a cheese headband. And,
okay, so you got into that.
The cheese like dog outfits.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Lambeau Field? Have you ever been there?
I never have.
It's unbelievable.
That's what I've heard.
Because you're just in there, and it's a Midwest town, and you're driving down a road, and there's a gas station, there's a Kmart. There is the cathedral of football where Lombardi used to play. And
I can dream. I can dream. If I do well, you know, if I do pretty well in fantasy, maybe I'll have
Maybe
out
you can
there.
You can do
I did,
such
I
thing.
Had, you know, I've decided I discovered Davante Adams. So, because I had him the whole year.
So
he's my guy. So I call him my man, Devonta.
Does he know that? He
doesn't know that. Maybe he'll know it now.
Okay.
And, you know, the draft, of course, being in Green Bay this year. Jody Foster, if you want to go, I'm sure that the people at Roku Sports Channel will be delighted to fly her out there to go sit on the show with Rich a couple times.
That was one of my favorite shows that we've ever done.
With Jody Foster?
I love Jody Foster.
Yeah, my man loves Jody Foster.
What's your favorite Jody Foster movie?
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah, it's so good. You know what's really good? And it's a baseball movie. It's a love story.
Oh, yeah, the Billy...
Stealing Home.
Yeah, we've got
with
the
Mark
bat
Harmon.
Signed by her and Mark Harmon.
Oh, I love I've
that
movie.
I've seen that.
You've never seen it? It is beautiful.
I don't think that should surprise people.
It's about baseball. It's about baseball, Christopher. Baseball.
I mean, I love baseball.
It's got Mark Harmon. Just saying.
Yours is 88.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a great movie. I think anybody should go see it. It's one of my very favorite. And
Jody Foster
oh my
and
goodness,
the Accused, too.
It's called Breakage,
insane.
People. Fly
first,
her, too.
The first sentence
Green
of this
Bay.
Movie description. My God.
Well, here's a riddle for you guys. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Think about it. Time's up.
I.
If you've guessed it, they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful. You guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all of those things on Amazon. Mm. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you will pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability. Pick up through a participating Hyundai dealer in select markets. That is incredible. Cooper would be so bummed, though. He'd want to go check out every single car in the lot. He's a big fan. But you guys know that. 844-204-RICH is the number to call. You know when I sit in the chair for Rich Eisen, I'm Susie Schuster, sitting in for my husband, Rich. I will take those calls because I love talking to callers. So Ben in Austin, Texas, let's talk Ben. Mavs and Lakers. How are you, Ben?
Hey, Susie, how you doing?
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. What do you think?
Good, thanks. Well, I feel like I could use some of Marshall Faulk's tequila right now because I'm a little bummed out.
Sorry.
So allow me to pontificate a bit. Last night was really the final slap in the face for me as a Mavs fan, right? Like seeing Luka playing his former teammates, putting up the standard ho-hum triple-double, and getting hugs from the entire Dallas roster after closing out the game is simply more than I can take. Like it still absolutely shocks me that a single decision by a GM, one who had made incredible moves up to that point, no less, was enough for me to like walk away from a team that I've absolutely loved since the 80s. But it's clear to me that the new ownership group simply doesn't care about the fan base or the legacy of the franchise. And sure, Dallas sports teams have seen it all and experienced it all over the years, but somehow this trumps everything else in my lifetime. And unlike TJ and his Cowboys, I know when to walk away from a toxic relationship.
Right.
So this is it for me. I think, you know, it was a great run, but I'm just so disappointed. And last night really, really drove that home.
All right. I have two questions for you, Ben. So as Cuban sitting there watching, and we know that this is a new ownership, I mean, do you really believe? So, okay, I guess I want to back up.
Yeah.
Cuban's watching. He's got billions of dollars from the sale, right? But he loved this team. So for like, I look at you who wants your team to win. And by the way, they made it to the finals last year and they could go again because AD's hurt and he is hurt a lot. And you guys are missing so many players, but Kyrie put on a clinic last night. It hurts to lose the best player or arguably one of the top players in the game, clearly. But do you think it's all over?
No, I don't think it's all over for the Mavs, you know, and props to all the players and coaches and staff over the years, you know, that got us to where we were with Dirk and where we were, you know, last year back in the finals, super exciting. I really love the makeup of this team, especially when healthy. Obviously, that's a problem and even a bigger problem now with Anthony Davis, though, when he is healthy. Man, do I love his game. And I like Max Christie, too. Like, you know, the move on paper isn't insane. I have significant problems with what we got back in total. And it feels like the way that it was handled, there's just something else going on here. And I really, really don't like the way that Luka has been treated on the way out the door. It seems to be like just so different than the way that we've looked at things in the past. I mean, you go to, you know, the quote on Dirk statue, right? And like thinking about how important legacy and commitment is to, or was to, this franchise. And it just seems we're in a much different place with this new ownership group.
Yeah, I would, if I could send you a bottle of tequila through this microphone, I really would. And I would say, put an extra lime in. I feel your pain. It is crazy. And thanks again for your time. And I hope that you'll call back in more often. It is crazy to me that this caper came off, Chris. And, you know, we're going to go to break in a second. But with Jeannie here yesterday talking about how this, she knew about 2 weeks ago that this was happening. It's just, we'll talk about it a lot more in the third hour because it just feels, it feels incredibly insane. Sneaky. And I'd love to know what the heck happened. Be a fly on the wall. Much more ahead on the Rich Eisen show. I'd love to know what happened.
Well, I mean, the Athletic.
If she knew 2 weeks ago, right?
Right.
Why would the new ownership say, let's take the most marketable player, arguably, in the league besides LeBron, and take away all those jerseys and sweatshirts and swag? Why? What's the upside?
Sounds very petty. You know, we're hearing stuff about wanting to move the team or build casinos and not having the right to build casinos and then getting upset because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of, you know, power struggles, you know, hearing that from sources, you know, like Luka and Nico not getting along,
right,
and one guy not maybe working well with others. There's so many things, and all of it kind of seems to make sense.
And you hear about players being maybe tired of Luka not being in great shape or complaining about, you know, the refs. Or and by the way, he looks for a call by breathing. I mean, watching him last night.
Luka's never in his life
ever committed
a foul. He does
that every 5 seconds. Yeah.
But none of the greats, Tim Duncan, Kobe, never committed a foul.
They always get fouled, and they've never committed a foul. I mean, The Athletic has a story this morning about, you know, all the things that, of course, the Maverick slander leaking to try to make it seem like it's all his fault with the lack of professionalism and his weight and the hookah and the beer. Like, the dude's European.
Right? What'd you think?
By the way, Shaq loves a hookah.
But the guy's been a professional since he was a teenager.
14 years old.
Like, what do you think this guy... It's the dumbest trade maybe in sports history.
And Susie, like, Chris knows I have a friend who has some knowledge of what goes on with the Mavs. And, like, Chris, 4 years ago, he came in here and he was telling us that, like, yeah, they really had to have a talk with him about, like, his overall attitude with the calls and his weight. But you know what? When you're, like Jimmy Johnson said, right, certain things that happen, you treat players different. If Troy Aikman's late for a meeting, he looks the other way. If player 54 is late, you get cut. You treat certain players differently. It's just how life is. And guess what? If Luka wanted to have a hookah or a beer or, you know, skip out on conditioning, as long as he's getting me to the finals, I don't care.
I mean, Vlade Divac was lighting up a cigarette in the locker room. I mean, sometimes you just have to understand European players have a different mentality, right? I mean, and it didn't look like there was much love lost, like, or they looked like they were seeing their guy and giving him hugs. I mean, would you have rather him gone out and he did a lot of staring down at the bench? We know that. But then he would laugh afterwards. Like, you can't quite take him all that seriously. All right, we've got Colleen Wolfe coming up here, which I can't wait to have her on. Then she heads out to the combine. We have a little bit more tush-push conversation ahead here on The Rich Eisen Show.
YouTube personality Benny Johnson has cracked the code on a new era of newsmaking.
It's got to be music to your ears. It's like the angels singing.
Listen, learn, and laugh.
I had a feeling you'd be in a very good mood. Oh, this is going to be a glorious day on Capitol Hill for you, sir.
It's a new cultural landscape.
So it's an important moment right now. Does this deserve another look?
The Benny Show.
Seize it in all of its glory.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.